You're on Soul FM, where we like to get it on. Now, this morning, you're awake in Auckland with Tima and Beck.
Hello, hello.
Coming up in our show, how comfortable is too comfortable? And according to your zodiac sign, what exercises should you be doing? That's coming up on Soul FM.
Surprise me there.
How comfortable is too comfortable?
I don't know. Depends on what you mean by how comfortable is too comfortable.
Well, a study came out talking about couples who fart in front of each other and with each other. It's proven that they stay together longer. Yeah?
I can see that. Mm. I mean, yeah.
Well, look at us. So, Tima and I, we've been together between 4.5 and 5 years now.
Yeah.
And we fart in front of each other.
Yeah, just so everyone out there knows.
I ain't ashamed of it. Maybe a little bit. Oh, I think it's a huge step in your in a relationship and able to do that. You know, yeah. It shows that you're comfortable with each other. I mean, there are just certain things that, you know, we all do. And there's no point in hiding it. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
That's true. I mean, it's natural.
Exactly. I think it's those natural things that people are often like most nervous about, being fully natural in front of those they care about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And as guys getting together, you think it'd be natural, but clearly it's not. I guess it's for the enjoyment of laughing and whatnot.
Oh, fighting in front of each other. I mean, yeah. With your guys.
Or fighting on your friends. Or,
oh, yeah. Sick. See, now that just takes it to a whole new level. That's just like comfortability gone crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
No one was complaining. Everyone turned around and looked at each other. Hey, that was a good one. That's a good one.
Sickos. Oh, dear. Well, if you love each other, you know,
yeah.
Embrace each other for who you both really are.
Let me show them for fats and all.
Fats and all, yeah. Brand new song. Oh, yeah. Soul FM. We're taking a look at a supermarket in Invercargill has removed all the vanilla extract products off its shelves because people were like pretty much loading up on it in the aisles.
See, now that's just weird.
So people who wanted to buy vanilla extract, they actually had to go to the counter and ask for it there. But it's because it actually contains 35% alcohol.
35?
That's pretty strong.
Oh, geez, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would just taste disgusting, though. I mean, like, you've got other, like, spirits and, you know, that taste absolutely disgusting by themselves. But, I mean, vanilla extract, that's... Ugh.
Like, I don't know what kind of ingredients, but I'm pretty sure it'd be very sugary.
Mm.
Yeah, so high risk of diabetes right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, diabetes and getting drunk.
Yeah,
the two D's you probably want to stay away from. Avoid the double D's.
She's a whisper.
Sorry.
Had to throw it out there.
We've got to wake. We'll get awake somehow.
Oh, yeah, that's one way to wake people up.
I mean, I haven't heard of anything in Auckland, so I think it's just the Southlanders.
Yeah.
Drunkards.
Jeez, little weird.
I'm sorry. Just Southlanders. Oh, yeah. Leave it at that. You're on Soul FM, where we're getting it on.
Can't get enough. Soul FM.
It's time for That's right, it's time for quick fit tips. Our typical Thursday feature. According to your zodiac sign, what exercise you should really be doing. So, Tima, you're Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you should be doing group fitness or run clubs. Yeah. So, it's the motivational spirit of people that gets you going, apparently. I can see that.
I don't know about the running part. I definitely haven't been a big fan about running with people because I remember being in verse 15 in school. I was a prop And yeah, you want to keep up with the group, but being a prop, you have to maintain a certain weight.
I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm. And I should be doing bar. B-A-R-R-E. I'd never heard of this before.
Yeah, never heard.
It's strength training. So it's holding your body still while you contract a specific set of muscles.
Ooh.
Yeah, so high reps with a small range of motion.
So it's sort of like ballet.
Yeah, pretty much. Like it's like ballet. I think it's like ballet inspired. Aries, you guys are slack. Apparently you guys need personal training. Come on, Aries. Get it together.
What is up with you, Aries, these days? Howdy.
Can't get enough. Soul FM.
You're on Soul FM, where we're getting it on in our own kind of way. You're with Beck and Tima this morning. Now, Tima's birthday is coming up. I like to try think ahead a little bit, and it's sort of like, where should we go out for dinner? Because it's always a nice thing going out for dinner on your birthday, you know. I'm not saying I'm going to take you to one of these restaurants, but here are some restaurants where you can eat for free on your birthday. So if you're a little low on cash, you know, and just take your partner to somewhere where they get to eat for free.
This is good. Tell me now.
I won't take you somewhere just because you get to eat for
free. I know, but that's an extra topping on top. It's the cherry on top.
That's true. Things do taste better when they're free.
Oh.
Looking at the whole country, so all of New Zealand, some places that you can eat for free on your birthday. I already know about a couple of these. Denny's. Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yes?
No, you can't.
Yes?
No.
Denny's, yes, you eat for free on your birthday.
No.
Yes. So, and then you've got... You're wrong.
That is uncalled for.
Can I continue, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, another place you can eat for free is Valentine's. When you're, but you have to be accompanied by 3 paying adults. Yeah, so if you wanted to do... if you wanted to do a little one-on-one time, then that wouldn't really work. And another one. Oh, I like this one. Kohinoor Indian Restaurant in Albany. You get a free meal and a cake on your birthday. Oh, I think we need to go there. You get a cake as well.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's our list of where to dine free for your birthday.
Yeah.
We'll chuck that up on our Facebook page, Awake in Auckland.
Brand new song.
Oh, yeah. Soul FM.